sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 13 kuMbimbidi 2022 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, iqhubekela phambili imikhankaso yokhetho oluzayo eZimbabwe.
When we say umuntu ophezulu, we are also saying this country belongs to God.
Umeli Ndlovu othakazelela ukujova intshelelezane uthi uzajova ibhasikili esuka eDurban esiya eLusaka kwele Zambia.
Sizoba lohambo mhlaka 12 April kusiya ku 19 April.
Abakhubazekileyo abahlala emaphandleni bathola ama-wheelchairs.
Lohlelo kade ngilalo olokubhekana labantu abakhubazekileyo esigabeni sakithi khona lapha kuwatheni.
Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulo mhlakazo. Amabandla atshiyeneyo namhla aqhubekele phambili ikhankasela ukhetho oluzayo eZimbabwe. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change belisenkundleni yeDulibazimu Stadium eBridge kuthi LNDCT lenze umhlangano walo eHarare. Ibandla elibusayo belisesakuva Stadium eMutare esabeleni seManicaland. Okhokhela ibandla le-CCC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukhulume ngokuthuthukisa indawo zonke eZimbabwe. Uthakazelelwe ngabantu bonke akade besendaweni le ngesikhathi sethula imibiko yakhe eqakathekileyo.
When we say umuntu ophezulu, we are also saying this country belongs to God. We are saying we are one people. We are saying we have one vision. We are saying we are the one nation.
Nxa sisithi imini phezulu sithi ilizwe leli ngelikaNkulunkulu, njalo nxa sibambene silakho ukuthi sithuthukise ilizwe lethu. Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandlaleli uMnumzana Ostalo Siziba.
Siyabonga mthakazi omuhle namhlanje beseBed Bridge eDulibazimu, lapho umongameli advocate Nelson Chamisa ba-adressa khona izizukulwane zeBed Bridge mayelana nendaba yama-by-election. Abantu bebekhona bebaningi, njalo umongameli ukhulume ngendaba ezifanana le-devolution, indaba zokuthuthukisa kwe-Bed Bridge njenge-border town, indaba yokuthi kube lokuhlonitshwa kwendimi zabantu ezitshiyeneyo, lamasiko abantu abatshiyeneyo sikhangelele ukuthi njengokuthi lapha e-Bed Bridge kulamasiko atshiyeneyo okufanele ukuthi erecognize lokuhlonitshwa. Yikho umongameli ebambe indaba yokubana kuthuthukile le ndaba ye-Bed Bridge, le ndaba yokuthi kuxotshwa amasela ukuze ilizwe liye phambili.
Kuningi ngokuthenjiswe uZulu eHarare obekulo mhlangano webandla le-MTCT ekukhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Amalunga ebandla leli abehlabela okunye okumangalisayo besithi bazahlangana nebandla likaChamisa lamanye ngosuku lokuvota. Umnumzana Witness Dube obona ngokwethula kwemibiko kubandla le-MTCT uthi baqhuba kahle imikhankaso yokhetho lwama-by-elections oluza kwenziwa mhlaka 26 Mbimbido.
Abantu kabananzelele bakithi ukuthi ukhetho lumayelana lezidingo zabantu, ukhetho lumayelana lezinto eziphathelane lokubuswa kwabantu. Akukho nje mayelana lokunikana igunya lokukhukhumezana abantu betshengisela amandla kumbe betshengisela ukwaziwa kakhulu. Kumayelana ngokuthi bona bosaziwayo bazaletha nguquko bani ebantwini.
Incwadi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Bernard Bhekelizwe Ndlovu uthi kuningi okumele kwenziwe ngamabandla eZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho ngendlela eqondileyo.
Sisenza into ezifananayo, akulo into entsha eyenziwe engayenza ukuthi umuntu opheleleyo akhangelele ukuthi kuzobe lukhululekile. Kulokhu senzala khona ukuthi akubona ukuthi abantu uma bezama ukwenza amarandi abo bavalelwa. Bangazi ba-apply amaphoyiseni abaninika i-permission yokuthi ba-demonstrate or do anything. And unfortunately i-opposition nayo yenza into efanayo futhi, kutshintsha ikhala yaba yiyelo. Yiyo kuphela into eyi-one ngathi namhlanje kuthiwa kutshintshiwe izinto sezizinto. So akula anginakhangelelo noba elincane lokuthi ukhetho lungaba lukhululekile.
So ubona ngazani pho yabaphikisayo kume dingabangenile kukhetho lolu kumbe hathi?
Ukungena kumele ukuthi ngabangenile, but uma bengena bengena benamashu namacebo amatha, hayi la afanayo. Ukhanyani kulofuna ukuzibonakala sokukhulu kakhulu okunga-translate to any results. Ufuna ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi sigcwele lapha. Ungabheka ngo-2018 kuye kwenziwa kwaba nenkalakatha yemasi ngo-2018 eyayigcwele harayi laphana kwaba ikhala yabo enkulu kakhulu, kodwa kuthe maso kushiwa kuma-results akuzange kutshengisa into enye. So akula lutho olutsha bawenze. So kodwa ukuthi bangene ku-election akukho wrongo. Okurongo yikuthi bangena besebenzisa amasu akudala esiwaziyo, izane responda ngamasu afanayo futhi esiwaziyo. So kuyinokutsha esikukhangeleleyo.
Pho Ndlovu kuyo ngaphi lapha nxa wena sukhangele njengoba ukhuluma sithi hayi kungani kuyafana lokho okudala okade kusenzakala khonokho?
Kufana nje lokuthi umuntu umbono uyaphuma uya ku-direction sisekhaya kwambana eyokuya etsholotsho yena sithi ufuna ukuyela upane. Kuyiwa ngaphi? Kuyiwa etsholotsho. Kuyiwa ku-same results esivele sihlele siwabona la ukuthi kuzovotwa bathabe bathi sebewinile ba-appeal-e to international community ukuthi khake libone namba sebesitila, kugcine kubuyelwe futhi emuva iZANU-PF izonqoba. So ngenza lezi zinto ezifana nabo government of national unit and things like that, national government of unit, but it's the same thing. There's no creativity at all in our politics in Zimbabwe.
Kumele ukuthi pho kwenziweni Ndlovu, njengoba siyabona ukuthi khonokuthi kwenziwe ama-electoral reforms kuyehlula, pho kwenziweni kwele Zimbabwe?
So inkalakatha yento ekhona yokuthi abantu bangene endlini yokucubungula nokucabanga izinto ezi-creative. Ungakunanzela for example ngesikhathi oJoshua Nkomo labo Mgabe besilwa lamabhunu, baqala besenza khonoku beloku bebhoda bekhuluma lokhu akunakugqatshanwa zokubonakala i-armed response. IZimbabwe sidinga into entsha, and I'm not saying ukuthi kufunakala ukuthi kuyenziwe impi, kodwa mhlawumbe into engani ifana nalakhonoku ukuthi kungafakwa amakhalazi akhanye phandle. In other words, kube lokulwa kodwa abantu besilwa becasha, hayi ngezibhamu, hayi ngembhobho. But asithi manje sithi thina instead of doing i-rally sidinga ukwenza i-rally e-invisible engabonwayo yizanu. Kodwa i-rally eyenzakeleyo ingaphuma ma bengakucabangisisa kahle. I-rally entsha engakazi engabonakaliyo, zinengi iindlela zokukwenza khonokho. Kodwa ungakhuluma nabo abe-opposition manje bakutsho kodwa no, the whole world over we esikubonayo thina irally vele ihleli khona kuwonke ama-election. Why do we want to do izinto ngenxa yokuthi zenziwa umhlaba wonke? IZimbabwe akungeke kwenzakaleni ukuthi ibe yiyo ilizwe lakuqala ukwenza into entsha, irally engabonakaliyo, invisible rally. That still happens. That doesn't need imvumo yamaphoyisa ukuthi athi wona siyalivumela. Yenzakala abantu bakhoneke. For example, nginike i-example nje engani khashana. Abantu kuthe uma kusezala i-COVID bazitshela ukuthi ngeke sibuye sihlangane futhi, kodwa siyahlangana thina. Ikampani engiyisebenzelayo mina sikaphiwa bo-500 siyahlangana singu-500. No one knows if siyahlangana, abawazi sihlangana njani, but siyahlangana.
Ukubaindlela
ama-methods akudala umhlaba utshintshile, nasibe sokusizitshela ukuthi we are still going to do it that way. Yibuthutha. So kuyazi ukuthi abantu bese bezibuza ukuthi laba abantu abafuna ukuthatha ama-vipa, are they creative enough to even transform the economy, bangangena kupower na? Ngoba they are not showing any form of creativity in the way they conduct themselves around iZANU-PF.
Ye, lapho nje ama-virtual rallies khonokho kungenziwa ebulenjini, kodwa eZimbabwe kuyahlupha nxa sikhuluma ngama-virtual rallies. Siyawazi ukuthi i-internet iyahlupha lokunye okuthize.
Exactly. Ma ukhuluma kanjalo anti ungathi wena A u-AI ale, and I like what we are doing mina nawe manje, ngoba sithe A sithe irally sathi uyayiyalisizana sabeya ku-virtual elidinga i-internet siyayibona ukuthi uyayiyalisa. So siyastopha yini lapho, kumbe siyacabanga kisa kakusha? Sethi ngabuyela kumapungu. Amapungu ngesikhathi esenzakala kanje amabhunu ayikhona ukubabona abantu ma behlangana nabantu ebusuku bejayele isikokotha besenza into ze-politics. So engikushoyo ngezindlela yokuthi i-room ye-creativity ivulekile, abantu ma befuna ukucabanga ingqondo siziphiwe nguNkulunkulu, singastophi ucabanga njalo singacabanga ukuthi lokhu esikwenza yikho kodwa okuphossible. There is still other things that abantu bangacabanga bakwenze in politics. So like I'm saying, kuyajabulisa ukuthi for example nanayo manje sesikhulume ngento eziyi-two, sikhulume nge-rally, sakhuluma nge-virtual rally, sayibona ukuthi ayiyenzi. Lokhu sisiya phambili. sicabe sisebenzisa ingqondo zethu. Opposition wayengakwenzi yona khonoko.
Ibandla leZANU PF lalo liqhuba imikhankaso yalo emaphandleni lemadolobheni. Bathi akumelanga uZulu avotele amabandla aphikisayo ngoba adlelana lamazwe eNtshonalanga afakela inkokheli yebandla leZANU PF izijeziso zenotho. Umeli Ndlovu wajova intshelelezane esuka eJohannesburg kwele South Africa wafika koBulawayo uthi uzajova ibhayisikili labanye bakhe ababili ngenyanga ezayo esuka eDurban esiya eLusaka kwele Zambia. UNdlovu uthi uhambo lolu ngolokulimukisa uZulu ngomkhuhlane we-high blood pressure.
Niyangikhumbula ngeke ngathatha uhambo lokusuka eMidrand ngisiya eBulawayo in 2 days. Okwamanje size si-Ultra Vital Breakfast Cycle Challenge. Sizoba lohambo mhlaka 12 April kusiya ku 19 April 2022. I-awareness yethu is blood pressure, i-BP. Abazali bayatshona imhlaba wonke nje ngendaba ye-BP. So as iZulu Foods, iZulu Foods got a different products ukuncedisa laba abantu abaphethe iBP nathi esifuna ukuzivikela kuBP. Uhambo lungumango ongange 2500 kilometers luzoba lama stages. I think ama stages azoba yi 7. Sizosuka eDurban sizolala eJoburg. I think it's more than 500 km. Then city Joburg to Polokwane, then kuzoba le Polokwane to Gwanda, then city Gwanda to Bulawayo, city Bulawayo to Harare, Harare to Kariba, then city Kariba to Lusaka. Singamadoda amathathu, 3 guys. Singamadoda amathathu nje i-awareness yethu nge-BP ngoba ngishilo ukuqaleni. So ngiyabonga kakhulu, besicela imithandazo. Sicele la masponsor ukuthi besincedise lapha ehambweni lwethu. Abangabe belembuzo bazongibuza lapha, bayazi bengathi Meli Ndlovu the cyclist.
UMeli Ndlovu uthakazelela ukujova intshelelezane. Ubexoxa le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Luzimaphandleni namhla sisemangweni webulilima West lapho sixoxa khona loSibanjana Dube onceda abantu abakhubazekileyo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Dube.
Anginibingelele bantu bakithi, libingelelo ngokaSibanjana Mntwana, uSibanjana Junior with the big animal ocula leqembu lempi yosindiso ocula ezokholo. Ngingena ngokubonga kakhulu, ngibingelela nawe baba uDube ngithi ayi akulanto embi.
Kwenzakala nikhona ngapho kombimba.
Ngingena ngokujabula kakhulu okukhona engithe ngahlangana lakho mhlaka 6 kungesonto 6 March nalinyanga nje wasikiyo lapho ngibe labavakashi engangithela mingabanqinisa ngoba kulohlelo kade ngilalo olokubhekana labantu abakhubazekileyo esigabeni sakithi khona lapha kuwa 10 ebulilima West endaweni yakombimba. Ngazama ukuxoxa abantu abakhubazekileyo ngabheka ukuthi inhlupho zabo yini. Ngathola ukuthi kukhona abanye abantu abade bedinga ama-wheelchair kuleyo ndawo. Kodwa ke ngase ngikhulumisana ke lo baba usenator uKhuphe, uWatson Khuphe, onguyena obhekane leziguga naye ongomunye weziguga. Wasekhuluma ke labantu bakoJarosjiri ke bavumelana ukuthi hayi bazasivakatshela. Bathe besivakatshela ke ngase ngicela ama-wheelchair ayi-2 ekade ngiwacelela umama uNabenita Moyo lo mama unasifiso Sibanda babuya nawo ke. Kwakhanya ke xa sesikhona apho ngase ngibona kukhona omnye umama leyo kade le problem yokuhamba.
Okunye ke baba Dube,
ngithe khona apho zahleli ke sebephiwe lama wheelchair abantu benkosi. Ngabonga kakhulu kwabakhona ukujabula ebantwini labo. Kwase kusiba khona isimemo futhi engitholayo phana kwaleli viki ukuthi kulomunye umfana ozelwe ngo-1998 since wazalwayo akakwanisi ukuhamba, ozalwa lapha kohingwe koyisaya. Ngakhuluma ke lo baba ovela koJarosjiri uthi kochayi, wase sithi hayi ngiyangimtshele ke ukuthi ngifunani. Ngasemtshela futhi ukuthi ngifuna amanye ama-wheelchair amabili ezaqondana nalo omunye umama laye lo jaha owakohingwe. Sithi kuyinto enhle kakhulu nxa singabe sichala uhulumende asizwe babudube kuyinto enhle kakhulu uhulumende asizwe abuye futhi azazofika endaweni ezinjengakithi ngoba mambangla umango wakithi usuka ePlumtree siza lapha esikhona is about 132 okumango omkhulu kakhulu nxa usuka khona le kubobulawayo kodwa bafikile abantu benkosi bafika ke basinikeza lezo zinto engicela kakhulu ukuthi ebantwini bakithi iza ezi goga zethu kumbe abantu abakhubazekileyo kasingabafihli ezindlini kasibafezeni bebonakale ukwenza ukuthi nxa befuna usizo sibanikeze lona isithi ngalawo mazwi ngiyabonga kakhulu babudube
lapha lizwe umnumzana Sibanjana Dube odabuka kombimba ebulili maWest. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizophiwa ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sesikhangele ezweya kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Iziphathamandla zakwe-Ukraine zithi abantu abedlula amathumi amathathu 35 bafile kwathi abedlula ikhulu lamathumi amathathu 134 balimala. Kulandela ukubhonjwa kwenkamba enkulu yamafutha izwe lokusihlwa duzamlelizwe lakwele-Poland. Zitshele i-Associated Press ukuba vele lashiya libhombe inkamba ye-Yavarov ngama-missiles amaningi. Inkamba le ithuzane nedolobho le-Lviv kulezipepeli eziningi ezibaleke kwamanye amadolobho ezizama ukuyaphephela kwamanye amazwe. Umanyano we-United Nations uthi kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezimbili lengxenye 2.6 million asebevaleke kwele-Ukraine baphephela kwamanye amazwe. Abantu abafika amajoni ayisithupha 60 bafile namhla engozini yesitimela kwele-Democratic Republic of Congo. I-Agence France Press ibika ukuba isitimela lesi besisuka edolobheni le-Lyon sisiya eDenkin. Soke isikhathi sezamasiko.
Namasiko wenzi umandla yena baba mkhulu namasiko babelo bola
uzonke namda sibhuka ngelitje eligiqike entabeni yeduzani lenjelele ngambe kujoni lokhu uze sihlaziyele ludaba sixoxele lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu siyakwamukela Ngwenya kuhlelo
ukudilika kwensika efana laleyana eyinsika la okukholelwa khona ukuthi ikhona okuhlala khona idloze elikhulu idloze kuyilona elengamele isizwe nokuyilozi elakhonzwa ngamakhosi ethu awesizwe sakomthwakazi kusukela nje kubomambo kuze kufike nenkosi umzilikazi layo esizwe kuthiwa yafika laphana yakhonza kangangokuthi yaze ya nikela ngezinkomo eziningi ezibalelwa kwezingamakhulu amabili neyaqhubeka ithatha njengendawo ehloniphekile leyana kwakuthi noma kuzoba lempi amabutho kwakufanele akayedlula khona ngale kwenziwe amasiko ukuze kube lezinhlanhla lapha bayakhona ukwezokwazi ukuthi bazinqobe lezo zimpi. Nesibona lento yaqhubeka kwaze kwafika ngejonge esikhathi sekuliwa impi yombangazwe abantu abafana nabo Joshua Nkomo nezinduna ezinye nabanye nje abengameli bamasiko esintu baqhubeka beloko bexhumana naye injelele besiyacela zona izinhlanhla zokuthi izwe likhululeke.
Ungwenya uphinde wathi
nesizwa kahle ukuthi ke okunye okwenza ukuthi izinto zingasahambi ngendlela kungenxa yokuthi eminye yemiyalezo eyayivela laphayana kumvele inqangi noma ngithi ungwali ayisalandelwanga ngendlela ababe kade betshelwe ngayo nesizwa okuthiwa kungenzeka ukuthi okunye kwabangelwa intukuthelo eyaphuma khona lapha nelitsheni. Pho-ke namhlanje nxa insika leyana idilika itshelelana lisiwa ngempela kuyatsho ukuthi isigameko lesi esimumethe okuthile okungaba mhlambe nomphumela ongemuhle esizweni obe kudingeka ukuthi alube kusadliwa ngoludala amahosana ukube bayasondela khona phana nalabo abaxhumanisi besizwe noveli nqange noma ngithi ungwali baye laphana kugide kwenzwe yonke imicimbi icimbi eyenziwa laphana efana namasiko okuxhumana nokushweleza kuze kuvele ukuthi ngabe konakalephi phela sekukuningi okwenzeka laphana esizokuxwa nalabo abazombusazwe bake bafika laphana babhomba sizwe nje eminyakeni embala lapha kuthiwa baphinde bebonakale laphana besiyagila imikhuba nokungaziyo ukuthi baye begila imikhuba besenzane impela akuyona into enhle njengoba siyabona lo nyaka izulu belifikile kahle lana hawu nininini izulu labuyela kutshile emasimini kuyisimangaliso manje uma ubuka lesi sigameko uyabona ukuthi ngempela lukhulu luyeza kuhambisana nakhona lokho sikubona emasimini kuhambisana nakho ukudilika kwensika kuyatsho ukuthi konakele kakhulu komkhulu bekufanele ngabe isizwe siyasondela sizwe ukuthi ngabe konakalephi.
Hayi-ke uhlelo lwethu luma lapha okwalamhlanje. Besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcweti kwezamasiko esintu. Okwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silo ntungameni komo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungami linkomo namhlanje ngilomfundisi uVusani Sibanda. Usiphatheleni mfundisi?
Sizathola incwadi yethu ku-2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. Uthi uApostle Paul uthi ibanga lam sengiligijimile ngaze ngadlulela ngenza ofu osokusele ukuthi ngithole umqhele ekhaya likababa. Ukhomba uPhulu ukhomba ukuthi emhlabeni siphila uNkulunkulu kusidala silomsebenzi osilenhloso okumele sizoyifezekisa emhlabeni ngokuphila kwethu. Asidalwanga nje ukuthi sibe umhlobiso, silenhloso ngomdali okumele sizifezekise ngokuphila kwethu. Lithini ibanga lakho baba, lithini ibanga lakho mama, lithini ibanga lakho mntwana? Ungumuntu onjani emphakathini? Ungoba bonjani kubantwana bakho ekukhomini ophila kuyo kulizwe lakho? Ungoba bonjani umama onjani endodeni yakho? Umama onjani kubantwana bakho? Umama onjani emphakathini? Uyingane enjani esikolweni mhlawumbe uthisha ukhala ngawo? Uyingane enjani kucommunity lapho uphuma khona? Uyingane enjani ibi lasenkozweni okhonza khona? Ithini ibanga lakho? Bangakanani ababusisa usuku abaqala ukuhlangana ngalo lawe? Bangakanani abaliqalekisa usuku abaqala ukuhlangana lawo? Ungumuntu onjani kwabanye abantu? Lithini ibanga lakho? Ngoba lendlela oyiyo yindlela ebonisa ibanga lakho, yindlela even oyiyo nakumdali. Mhlawumbe baba, njengoba ulapho, ibanga lakho nelo zokukhombisa abanye ubaba ukuthi umuntu wesifazane uphathwa kanjani. Baba akababi, ubaba uyababelela, ubaba uletha itest ekhaya. Kumele umama mayide bheke ubaba abone wonke ama-types amasuphu. Ubaba kayibona ibhubesi. Unguba konjani? Lithini ibanga lakho kunkosikazi wakho? Unkosikazi wakho mayibheke wena ubona, ubona bani? Ubona ubaba obabelelayo, ubona ubaba obabayo. Lithini ibanga lakho mama kwabanye umama lakundoda yakho? Lithini ibanga lakho? Ungumama onjani kumkakho? Mhlawumbe ubaba enkonzweni uyaguqela umfundisi uzuthi baba, kodwa kubaba endlini uthi hi. Lithini ibanga lakho? Uyamgeza na ubaba indlu yawo na ubonisa ukuzithoba? Ungumama onjani kumkakho? Ungumama onjani kubantwana bakho? Ungumama onjani emphakathini? Udalelwe ukuzokwenzana emhlabeni? Yini purpose, yini injongo yakho yokuba kwakho emhlabeni? Uyamseva na umkakho? Lithini ibanga lakho ngani yami? Ngoba umntwana ophelele kumele abe lesifuthiso somzali, abe lesifuthiso sikatisha esikolweni, abe lesifuthiso senkonzweni, abe lesifuthiso sakho somdala. Uyingane enjani emphakathini? Lithini ibanga lakho lapho khona kuleso sikhundla kuso, mhlawumbe uyimaneja, uyini leso sikhundla kuso? Lithini ibanga? Bathini labo obakhokhelayo? Bayakwazi na? Bayakubusisa na? Obayakuqalekisa? Zingakanani inyembezi bese ziwo phansi ngawe bangakanani abaqalekisa usuka baqala ukuhlangana nawe ngalo ungumuntu onjani emhlabeni ithini ibanga lakho udalela ukuzokwenza lemhla udalela ukuzokusisa abanye abantu na uzohlukumeza abanye abantu na ithini ibanga lakho le ndlela oyiyo esibona ngayo uyindlela oyiyo lakumdala o le ndlela elingibona ngayo yindlela engiyiyo lakumdala asibonge kunomfihlakalo yezulu mfihlakalo engcwele usisa imimoya yethu mdali wakho konke sizibheke imimoya yethu ukuthi singobani sazi ukuthi sidalele ukuthi sizokwenzana emhlabeni ngoba uma sihlukumeza abanye abantu sihlukumeza ngomqondo ma inyembezi zabanye abantu zisiwa ngathi mpela nawe uyakhala ngathi mdali uyakhuleka zulu
uhlelo uvuselela umoya silomfundisi uBusani Spanda tiyani indlebe uhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami untungami linkomo
siyabonga kakhulu untungami linkomo kweza abatsha lamdla sixoxa lomculi
manani ngiyabingelela ubalaleli bestudio 7 lo bingelelayo umthabisi Mvundla wazo ukuthi umashiye ndiya ugwajo okanye idesh yomaskani
uJesu
Mvundla ngofana ozalele eCholocho wakhulela khona uthe ngokubuya ngapha eGoli wabuya waqala umculo kamaskandi kuthi ngo-2019 la ngikhiphe khona idlala dela mina kuqala ebelinesihloko esithi konakele ebelinezingoma nje abantu abazithande kakhulu laphana ezifana nengoma ethi ngiyanqongqoza isekhona nindawo kamaskandi ngiyanqongqoza kuzoba khona ingoma ezithi soka lami ingoma ezithandwe kakhulu leyo album kakhulu naletha uthando lwakho kuthe ngo-2020 ngakhipha i-album emesibili ebeyinesihloko esithi bayangithanda abantu kuleyo album bakhombisa kakhulu ukuyithanda kakhulu abantu nokuyithenga bayithenga kakhulu kunezingoma laphana ezimnandi kakhulu ezifana nabo konke kulungile amaidali nje bazihandile kakhulu abantu umsebenzi wami etholakala kuma-digital stores wonke noma ngabe uthenga kuphi umculo ungafika usethi ukuthi mashiye ndiya ugwajo uzowuthola nakanjani ngiyatholakala futhi uma ngabe ufuna ama-CD singakulalela lapho ungawathola khona kodwa-ke uma ufuna ama-CD ungaxhumana nami enambeni yami noma uyangifonela noma uyangiwhatsappa uyangithola inamba yami ithi yona 0691212 angiyiphinde 0691211212 ilula nje kanjalo ngiyatholakala kuFacebook ngiyatholakala Instagram TikTok Twitter ngiyatholakala ungasesha nje uthi mashiye ndiye noma uthi gwajo uzongithola lapho nakanjalo
kulo jakelala singaqhibi utshelo lolomhlanje ukuthi sihlangene bese lazo iqhubekela phambili imikankaso yokhetho oluzayo eZimbabwe umeli Ndlovu othakazelela ukujova intshelelezane uthi uzajova ibhayisikili esuka eDurban esiya eLusaka kwele Zambia abakhubazekileyo abahlala emaphandleni bathola ama-wheelchairs siqhuba lapha utshelo lwethu lolomhlanje
Oliver Lisayo, Mokips Dube.